Hey, it's Honor and Elliot. Elliot's the guy that likes chicken and bids.
And Honor's the girl that has dark hair and likes giants.
I'm not sure if that's correct, but here are the best bits from today.
Look, a snake!
Ah, there's a shark in the swimming pool! Ah!
We've run out of ice cream! Ah!
Hot FM, scare the Elliot out of Elliot.
Okay, so this is something new we were sort of trying.
God, a world without ice cream. Can you imagine?
Bad Fishy Jet Boating came in as my special co-host last week. Mm. I was doing some, you know, sort of trainee stuff with all of my co-hosts, but I nominated Elliot just because I knew that you would enjoy going out on the ocean on a boat and having a whale of a time.
Can we just clarify? You knew that I would definitely hate going out on the ocean because I'm terrified of it.
I think I actually said, if you can make him scream
like
or squeal,
like a pig, were your words, yep.
Then that will make my life. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. So we just thought, if we can continue to make Elliot squeal,
yep.
Then, you know, it's a good day. Mm. So we chucked it up on our Facebook page, Hot FM FNQ, to get your suggestions. Some of them were get his girlfriend into a wedding dress. We'd have to get you a girlfriend first. Yeah. I think that would make you scream just getting you to go out on a date with a girl. Then there was spiders and snakes in a glass cage. I like this one, though. A positive pregnancy test in his bin at home.
Well, it's tough. I'm not a girl. Oh, I get you.
Oh, okay. My gosh. That still means...
I understand.
Do you know how babies are made?
No. It's the stork still, isn't it?
No. Right. Anyway, so you can head to our Facebook page, Hot FM FNQ, and leave your suggestions there. And also after 8 o'clock, we are going to take your suggestions on 13, 12, 16.
Did go out, though, yesterday with Patrick from Bad Fishy Jet Boating. Tremendous guy. I was absolutely terrified, though. He tried to calm me down a little bit. This is how it all went down.
Patrick from Bad Fishy, mate. I've come back from holidays, and Honor's stuck me straight in the boat with you.
You're going to love this, mate. The sun's out, and we're in a great boat, and it's a magnificent day in Cairns. Let's go have some fun.
I thought jet boating was just, you know, you go around like a dinghy. You're doing like, it's like burnouts on the water.
You're looking a bit white there, mate. Is everything all right?
I'm terrified. I think I need a new pair of pants already.
One, spinning! There you go. You're all right, mate. You're all right. Your turn to drive.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Come on, mate. You're up to this. You can do it. Ease your accelerator on. Find your direction.
Are we going to Green Island now?
Yeah. Not for
it. Let's get a TI.
Come on, Elliot. Get into it, mate. Let's go. Come on. Okay, few zigzags. Come on, Elliot. Accelerate through. All right, we've got to get this spin, Elliot. You've got to do one.
Punch and spin.
Punch it, Elliot. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go flat out.
Yeah.
Then you're going to... You're going to hook the wheel hard left, give it a big accelerate, then take your foot off the accelerator. Come on, Elliot.
All right. Tell me when.
Ready.
Coming down.
3, 2, one. Big turn fast. Accelerate. That was bigger than Ben Air. You survived, mate.
Yeah.
You can't swear.
I can beef it out. It's all good.
Yeah, right.
How'd you go?
Yeah, well, you heard it. Squealed a few times.
Yeah.
More like a piglet than a pig, but...
I liked it.
Not terrible. After 8 o'clock, we are taking your suggestions, though. Great new segment you've come up with. Thanks, Honor.
Yeah.
Scare the Elliot out of Elliot. If you want to, you can head to our Facebook and Twitter pages, Hot FM FNQ, and let us know on there. You're on Hot FM.
Hot FM's Honor and Elliot.
Now, this lady stole our hearts in the 2013 series of The X Factor. Dami Im joins us. Hello.
Hello.
Dami, you've got your new song coming out called, or it's out at the moment, called Gladiator. And you've had a number of hits before that, Alive and Super Love. Now, the thing is that that's all very extreme titles, like Alive and Super Love and Gladiator.
Yeah, they're all kind of, I didn't do it on purpose, you know, but they're all kind of like superheroes, powerful, fighting and, you know.
I just thought maybe for your next major hit, you could just be like super lazy or, you know, couch potato or just...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Couch potato.
Yeah, you know, maybe...
Chilling out.
You could team up with the Wiggles or something, you know?
Yeah.
We can help you with the film clip. Like, I'll provide Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You can just be laying on the couch watching Sopranos or something.
Oh, my gosh, I'd love that. The ice cream part,
The ice cream.
Hey, I did want to speak about your beautiful husband Noah. Now, in my eyes, he is the world's most perfect partner. Tell me something romantic he's done in the last week or something, because every time I look at the news, you know, you're doing a duet with him, he's touring around with you. He's amazing.
Well, as you were saying that, he just brought in some breakfast. So.
Oh, my goodness,
Noah. So nice. He's never let me take the bins out.
That he just gets brownie points from me because that's got to be the boy job. Putting the bins out is the boy job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I never know when. I don't even really know when the garbage truck comes because I never do it.
Yeah, you don't even know what the green bin does. Wow.
He's so sweet. He's a keeper.
Oh, well, good on him. That's awesome. Can we trade? Yeah. Is that possible? I'll give you Elliot and I'll take your hubby.
No.
You don't want me. I don't even know what day the bins go out, so I can't help you there. I'm sorry.
Oh, no way.
How are you dealing with fame, dummy? Like, it must have been such a steep learning curve for you.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very, a new lifestyle for me. But now I'm fine. People notice me at the shopping center or at the airport. You know, I'm a bit more used to it, so I'm normal again.
Does it affect you when you go out? Because, I mean, for me, when I go to the shops, I'm just sort of barefoot and I wear tracky dacks. Like, do you just not go tracky dacks and braless anymore because you're scared of seeing someone?
Not anymore.
No, yeah.
exactly that. Like, I used to just, like, not wear any makeup and just be, like, basically, like, whatever I wear at home, I just wear outside and didn't matter. And then people ask for photos, and then I get a bit upset because then, you know, I look, So now I try and be, you know, up to the standard where it's okay to take photos and go on social media. So, wear pants.
That's always a good start, yeah.
Yeah, bra and...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All the necessary stuff.
Yeah, hey, brush your hair. Those sorts of things.
Dami M, an absolute pleasure as always. Of course, Gladiator out right now on iTunes. Over 200,000 views on YouTube already. You are sensational. We'll catch up again very soon.
Oh, thanks, guys.